Wyoming becomes 19th state to ban men from women's sports. By Spencer Lindquist on March 20, 2023. Wyoming has become the 19th state to ban men from competing in women's sports. Men who identify as women will be barred from competing with women in high school sports in Wyoming under the new legislation. Though Governor Mark Gordon, R.Y., did not sign the bill, he did not veto it either and instead allowed it to pass without his signature. However, Gordon did write a letter to Wyoming Secretary of State Chuck Gray in which he described the legislation as discriminatory and overly draconian, while also claiming that it pays little attention to fundamental principles of equality. Gordon also wrote, "While I freely acknowledge the intent of this legislation is well-meaning as a way to protect the integrity and fairness of women's sports in our state, by enacting an outright ban on transgender individuals participating in team sports, I believe Wyoming sends a harmful message that these individuals and their families do not deserve the same opportunities as others." The law, which goes into effect this summer, will ban males from the 7th grade and up from competing against females. Related, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin tells trans student not fair for biological boys to participate in girls' sports. Terry Schilling, the president of the American Principles Project, gave a statement in support of the legislation, remarking, "Men cannot become women, period. However they identify, males will still retain the athletic advantages that come with their biological sex. It's not at all draconian or discriminatory to limit girls' athletics to girls. In fact, it's simple common sense that polling shows most Americans agree with. It's unfortunate some of our leaders have been duped into believing such a policy is somehow controversial," Schilling also added. He also commended the effort, saying, "We applaud Wyoming legislators for taking this step to preserve fairness and integrity in girls' sports, and we look forward to seeing even more states, and eventually Congress, enact these important protections as well." The legislation comes as a number of different states take action to defend children from transgender ideology. In Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee recently signed legislation banning the use of sex change operations, cross-sex hormone treatment, and puberty blockers on minors. He also signed legislation banning drag performances on public property and in the presence of children. Video: pro-trans protesters disrupt rally against child sex changes in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. In Kentucky, lawmakers in the state house passed a bill to prohibit healthcare professionals from attempting to medically transition minors, which would require an investigation of any report of provision of gender transition services to a person under the age of 18 years and also require revocation of the provider's license if confirmed and termination of public funding for a public employee. Meanwhile, Iowa's state Senate passed legislation that would bar students from using bathrooms that don't correspond with their biological sex. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @SLindquist@Breitbart.com.